All right. Really, the only injury that we have that would be out is Junior Hemingway with a concussion. Okay. Everybody else practiced today. Looked good, actually. So we look forward to the challenge of playing the Broncos. Guys have had a good week of practice, and you know, we look forward to bringing the Broncos in here to Arrowhead with our crowd. Time's yours.
Are we going to see Avery on Sunday? Do we know yet?
There's a chance. He's practiced this week, and you know, he looked pretty good this week. So we'll see how things go.
Probably questionable again.
Yeah, we'll see. Rick's got all that stuff, and how it works out.
What about the cornerback situation? How's Fleming? How's Owens? And how's how those?
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, so they work today. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm curious about: if you know, between Fleming's, because we know Owens, if he plays, he'll play slot. But like Fleming and Gaines, those guys, you've used both of them on the outside. Who's got the edge right now? Where would you go?
No, everybody plays. I mean, you know, so they all have packages. All right. I can't tell you any of that stuff, right?
You. Can you give us an Eric Berry update, man?
Yeah, Eric's doing good. He went over to his grandmother's yesterday and ate before they gave him anything, you know, any other treatment that he can eat. He made sure he took care of business yesterday.
Hey, there was a report yesterday that you guys know something Monday. Is that right? Or?
Well, the doctors are working through that. I'm not sure exactly the time frame on that, but they're, you know, they've done the studies. They got to go through and analyze what, you know, the material that they've whatever information they gained, and then you know, we'll see on that. Well, you'll know though. I mean, we're not going to hide it from you.
No, I get it. I mean, can we probably say that early next week we should hear something?
Yeah, whenever they give it to us, that's way out of my league.
Jason Avant on Tuesday told us 65-70% of the playbook he knew. 4 days later, where is he, and how do you?
Yeah, he's been working like crazy, trying to learn it, and most of it, I think he's got a pretty good grasp on. So he would be in a position where he's ready to play. We'll just have to see how things go from there, you know, as far as play time and all.
I've got some mixed notes stuff for you. I know you guys do a lot of self eval. You know, you break down what you've done to try and pick up Tennessee. So I'm curious, do you think you're running more or less package stuff, package plays, than you did last year?
No, I mean, we mix and match. It depends on the team. You know, we mix and match things, and I'm not sure what that means, package.
Well, the plays where you got the run-pass option, one attached with the bubble, and duck calls is what the defense calls it.
Yeah, we have a couple of those, but not too many. About the same.
When did you realize that you wanted to incorporate that stuff into the offense? I mean, that's what you brought Kristen to the mix for.
Yeah, that's always been a big part of our offense. You know, is that what you're talking about, or the defense? You're talking
about
the offense.
Your offense.
Yeah, no, that's always been a big part of the offense. The play action game. You know, you play off of your run strengths, and then normally you have a play action off of your different runs.
No, but you also, I mean, Alice has the ability to scan the defense. He can hand it to Jamal, or he can, you know, pass it as well.
I got you. I got you. You know, we did a little bit of that with Donovan early in his career, and then we backed off and we brought a little bit back with Michael when we had Michael, and then because both of those two had done that in college,
right. So
they were very comfortable with it. And then, but we didn't do quite as much as we're doing now.
Yeah.
But our guys are good at it. And listen, they come from college football. They know how to do that. That was one of the primary things that Alex did in college. So they're very comfortable with that action and having a couple, two, three things to think about on a play.
Andy, is this a fad, man? Because, you know, Miami does that. San Francisco does that. I mean, are defenses adjusting now? Or can you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think they're getting better. Sure, that's how it works. And really, listen, football is one big circle. I mean, you go back to the wing tee, they were doing all this stuff, and then it swings around, and you just keep recycling and and try to break trends, right? That's what you kind of do.
This is the last thing. What kind of role has Chris Ault played in helping you guys, you know, kind of mold that package and those plays that you use?
Yeah, he's had a definite impact on some of the things that we've done there. Very knowledgeable of it. He and Brad have got a good relationship, and have spent a lot of time talking through that stuff. And you know, it's pretty good.
Last one. Coach
Coach, Broncos are coming off a game where they gained 201 yards rushing, and obviously the Chiefs defense the past 2 weeks, almost 400 yards rushing allowed. Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges coming into this game, knowing you cannot just focus on Peyton Manning now?
Yeah, well, they've had in the past a pretty good run team, so you've got to make sure that you're obviously ready for both. That's what you do. They're going to give you a little of each, I think. So you better be on your game.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Yep.